Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Two Drink Minimum, the podcast officially responsible for the Rwandan genocide. The gentleman in front of me, great general, toxic leader, and fan of child soldiers, Mike Ward.
I am, because they have little hands and they'll throw anything.
Yeah, they'll do whatever you tell them. They get little spaces.
They're good listeners.
Yeah. As opposed to El Thurdo Michael.
Yeah, he's a bad listener.
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
I saw him yesterday in his...
Is that your imitation of a Rwandan accent?
Yes.
Okay. You know what they speak in Rwanda?
I don't know, probably like Hispanic or something.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I don't know how you knew that. Did you look it up while we're talking?
Yeah.
People don't know, but Rwanda is the southern part of Spain.
Yeah. I don't know how he knew, though. Yeah. I feel like he's Googling. He normally doesn't know this stuff. Are you Googling with one hand?
Yeah. Yahoo.
Oh, he Yahooed it.
You only need one hand for Yahoo.
Yeah. It doesn't matter what you type in, they're going to give you a guess.
They're just going to go, did you mean who invented figure skating?
Yeah. Remember Elvis Stoiko?
Yeah.
He used to be, I used to hear that name when I was growing up, like McCain Fries.
Yeah.
Elvis, it's approved by a figure skater. What does a figure skater have
but
to do with French
Elvis
fries?
Elvis Stoiko, though, he used to be, you could tell he was used to being teased about being a figure skater. So he looked fucking tough. Like, he was short and muscular and had a weird, like, Patrick Swayze haircut.
Yeah, he had the Swayze haircut. Yeah.
For sure, that guy fought every day of his life.
Yeah, he would always misunderstand.
Yeah.
Can you stand next to the flag? Would you fucking call me? I said, stand next to the flag. Oh, flag.
Oh.
That's what happened to him his whole life. So yesterday, it was funny because he was running around Montreal with the last two remaining buttons of his shirt available. Everything else is open. And people were questioning it. People were like, he's mesmerizing. Does he come out of the house like this? Or does it develop throughout the day where he has the buttons closed? And then they, because he looked, at one point, he looked like he just had a messy divorce and he dropped off his kids at his wife. Because he's in front of the bordel. He's smoking. There's two buttons left here. So everything's open here and here. He's like, yes. And he's talking to himself. You know, he's thinking of stuff. He's just timing stuff. But everyone stopped and they're staring at him. And he has no idea because his head down. And the whole terrace is just looking at him. Mesmerizing stuff. He looked the shit. It was crazy. Wrinkles. Sure, he looked like he'd been through the ring. Like,
well, what were you telling yourself?
What were you saying?
Yesterday, I went through a lot, bro.
Yesterday, you didn't go through. Did you?
Bro, yesterday, I went through my tooth, bro.
Oh, I forgot. I'm so sorry.
Oh, my God. But yesterday, I did go
what
through a lot.
What happened to your tooth?
Bro, I don't know. It started in the morning, very lightly. A bit of sharp jabbing pains, you know, like.
I think he needs a root canal.
Yeah, it's possible. Okay.
But he also needs a professional to get medical advice. Because what happened is we did the two podcasts in French. And right away went to the airport to get my buddy. He's in town just for 3 days. So we get him. We're like, what do you want to do? He's like, I'm hungry. So I'm like, oh, let's go eat. So we go to a Greek restaurant. And Poseidon is just, he's in pain. And he talks. So, you know, Greeks, we all talk. So the lady's like, the waitress is like, what's the matter? So he tells her my tooth hurts, whatever. Poseidon comes back. He has some pills with him. What is that, ecstasy? He's like, no, it's Advil. I'm like, okay. So he starts taking pills. It makes him feel better a bit. We're walking down the street. He's like, I feel good now. Then it would come back. He'd be like, I can't. I'm in pain. So it was fluctuating. And then I asked him, I go, why don't you take another Advil? Oh, I can't right now. I was told 4 to 6 hours, and I could only take this much a day. And I got to check something in a few hours. And then maybe Tuesday I go to the dentist. I was like, who told you that? He's like, the waitress. I go, you're taking medical advice from the waitress? He's like, yeah, of course. She gave me these pills. She gave me, I go, that's not a pharmacist, bro. You can't go to a waitress and be like, my tooth hurts. She's like, I got you, bro. And she gives you a pill. She goes, take this. And then on Tuesday, you got to go meet this person. I go, you fucking crazy? He's like, why? She knows. She's a professional. She's a professional waitress. She's not a professional tooth. She's not a dentist. Yeah. She's not a doctor. But he takes medical advice from anyone that gives him the medical advice.
Were they real Advil or they
they were real Advil and Tylenols.
Okay. So she gave you both.
Yeah. I ended up popping.
Oh, so she knows what she's doing.
Yeah, I ended up popping 16 Advils and Tylenol.
He shit himself. So we get the... He's like,
I didn't shit myself.
He's like, we got to go to the bordel right now. And I was like, why? He's like, I need a safe place. So I was like, okay. So he goes, takes... And he's gone for a while. Then he comes out. We're talking. There's a lot of people there. We're shooting the shit. And at one point, he does this. Oh! Like that. He makes grunting noise. Like, what's the matter, bro? Bro, I don't know what I did, but I fucked up my stomach. I got to take another shit. I was like, but didn't you just take a shit? He's like, dude, I can't. And he just starts hobbling inside the bordel. I was like, that's fucking weird. He's been with me all day. He just ate that food that we had at the restaurant and we're all fine. And then when he comes out, he's like, I Googled it. Okay, when he's taking a shit, he's like, it's the Tylenol. He goes, it fucking destroyed my stomach.
Is that why your buttons popped open?
No, I think I was just exhausted, fatigued from the pain. Because, bro, I had to hold my head at points. I was losing my shit. And I think just the fatigue, I was just disheveled, bro. And
He looked disheveled.
I'll get you a meeting with my wife's dentist, the Asian guy that's not expensive on the South Shore.
Yeah, he's good?
He's not an actual dentist, but he is a waiter.
Yeah.
So he knows what's up.
Yeah. he works at Tiki Ming.
Yeah. Part-time.
Full-time, bro. You're crazy. The guy.
He specializes in egg rolls and root canals.
Yeah.
Full-time Tiki
Ming. He can't do any teeth whitening? No. He's good at teeth removal.
Yeah. Teeth removal and plum sauce.
Yeah. At the same time.
Yeah.
You leave there, but you feel stuffed.
No.
There's a lot of MSG in his product.
No, but I'm going to go see my dentist on Monday or Tuesday.
Monday or Tuesday. Again, he's listening to the waitress.
I have to make an appointment.
I told you to go today.
You don't have an appointment?
I didn't have a chance. They're closed on...
You told me they opened at 8 a.m.
Weren't they open yesterday?
Yeah, but I was sleeping.
How much does your tooth hurt? I gotta sleep.
But I was exhausted, bro.
I was exhausted too. I was up. I was playing hockey.
Especially the pain. I took the two last Tylenol and I knocked me the fuck out.
So after having diarrhea because of the Tylenol, you were like, all right, stomach's empty.
Look, he's not a thinking
It's a
man.
Reboot.
He's a man, but not a thinking man.
I took
man.
Enough Tylenol to tranquilize a horse, bro.
And plus, it's not the Tylenol that fucked up your stomach. It's probably the Advil.
Probably the Advil.
But all you have to do is take one cracker every time you eat an Advil, or a small, just a bite of anything, just to make sure you have something in your belly.
Yeah, I should have done that.
Yeah,
I hadn't been around strangers in a long time, Mike. And yesterday we were at a bar, and because there was some weirdo fucking yelling, so I went to the bar where the bartender was, and I was just sitting there telling jokes, and then. This fat and skinny girl, surround me.
The same person? A fat and skinny girl?
It's two different people. Okay. And, the fat girl goes around. I don't know what the fuck she's doing. And the skinny girl's just asking questions. She's, pointing at the waitress. And she's like, is she not the hottest girl in the world? And I was like, yep, breathtaking. She's like, isn't this the prettiest girl ever? I go, yeah, who am I to say no? It's the prettiest girl in the world. What do you want me to fucking talk? I'm not going to fight with drunk people. I don't care. So I'm standing there, and I'm literally saying nothing. Whatever she says, I'm agreeing with, not in my head. I'm like, yeah, keep going. She's just saying, I don't care. Then the fat girl's tapped me on the back. I turn around, I go, what? And she's like, what are you doing? I was like, I'm standing here. She's like, that's my girlfriend. Why are you fucking hitting on my girlfriend?
Oh, the skinny one was your girlfriend?
And then I laugh. I go, yeah, I'm not hitting on her. And she's like, why, you don't think she's attractive? I go, there's that, but also I'm not hitting on her. I'm literally standing here. I'm not saying anything to anyone. She's getting all fucking weird, and I was letting it. I was like, you know what? I'm gonna live this moment. I'm gonna enjoy this moment.
Let this lesbian get angry.
Yeah. So then she's trying to move. I'm like, I'm standing here. Go around. I'm not gonna move so you can get closer to the other. I'm not gonna bang this other girl. I'm not banging any of these. I'm just standing here. So then she starts talking about white people, which made me laugh so much because she was white. And she's like,
fuck.
She's like, you know what the problem is? A lot of white energy. And I was like, who, me? She's like, no, the white people. And I was like, does she think I'm black? Because it's been happening this past week that I'm the guy that people identify as the black guy.
Black vibe.
Yeah, and she's like, these fucking, even her, and she points at her girlfriend.
You have the weirdest dreadlocks I've ever seen for a black dude.
Yeah. And she points to her girlfriend, and she's like, she's obsessed with the white cock. And I was like, okay. Because there's
who is obsessed with the white cock?
Girlfriend.
Her girlfriend?
And the Jewish got super drunk before.
So maybe she's just not a lesbian.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Yeah. I go, your girlfriend? She's like, yeah, her. I was like, obsessed with white cock? She's like, yeah. And I was like, it's a lot to be said there. And she's like, yeah, she just made out with a guy and he was disgusting. He was disgusting. He had pimples on his face. Disgusting. And I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? Like, I don't know. I don't care.
Yeah.
Like, this has no bearing on my life. I'm going to laugh about this later.
And why are these people talking to you? Was this after a show or?
No, this was at a random bar. This was completely.
They didn't know who you were.
They didn't know who I was, had zero clue. Didn't even know. First of all, didn't even believe I was from Montreal.
Okay.
The random people. Like, yeah, nah. I was like, well, then I guess I'm not. What do you want me to fucking tell you? Like, drunk, crazy bitches. So it was just absurd. So what else? Then she starts yelling about white people. She goes a lot of way. And she goes, today, we went to get our nails done. And it took 4 hours because of these fucking white people. And I'm like, I didn't even know white people do nails.
Yeah.
I thought it was Asians.
Yeah. And then it was just funny because they have a stereotype in their head of how lazy these white people. God damn. I was like, this is great. I'm living the dream.
Like, I never get that with the whole. I understand how you can think of how, let's say, the British that came here treated the natives like shit or how the Americans treated blacks like shit. Yeah. But I don't get the whole white guilt.
Yeah.
Because I had nothing to do with this.
Yes. Yeah, well, so, I'm also Greek.
Yeah. So you got here like 60 years ago.
Yeah.
But my family, even though they were here, my family was poor as shit. And even if they were rich, even if my fucking great, 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 great grandfather had 19 slaves.
You didn't.
I didn't have any slaves. Why should I? Like, I don't get why people feel guilty about what happened 400 years ago.
You're right.
You can feel shitty about it. That's normal.
You can be like, that wasn't good. Let me try right back.
Just go, that sucks for them. Yeah. But going, it's white people's fault. No, it's our ancestors' fault.
Yeah, that's like right now the states beating up every Japanese, like Americans, every Japanese person they see.
Yeah.
Never forget Pearl Harbor. Stop breaking them. It'd be fucking weird.
Yeah, exactly. It's like calling all Germans Nazis.
No, we could do that.
Yeah, we still can.
You know what's funny? You like the pause, eh? But what's funny is, for real, in Germany, they get really upset about that. They get angry and sad.
Oh.
I know because my cousin, who grew up there, who lived there, I used to always call him a Nazi, to fuck with him. And we're all having conversations. Like, well, listen to this fucking Nazi for. He's like, stop saying that. We're, because he grew up there. We're very upset about that. We don't like that. We're embarrassed about it. He goes, it's not like that in Germany. They don't like talking about it.
God damn.
Yeah.
By the way, the same fat chick, when I was outside smoking a cigarette with the other chick, she sits down next to the other chick.
That wasn't a fat chick. That was a mirror.
Bro, this fat chick who's dressed just like me,
sat with next to me. With her fucking buttons all undone.
Comes and sits right next to me the exact same time I'm sitting. Bitch is wearing the same shirt, same fucking haircut. Who are you trying to fool?
And that fucking sneaky lesbian followed me to the bathroom and she shit her pants on the way there. What a dirty, dirty, stupid whore.
And then I wore her pants. That's what really happened. I was a gentleman.
So you know, anyways, that other chick, the fat one. No. The fat one kept trying to bang that other chick.
Her girlfriend?
No.
The chick that she thought I was hitting on?
No, the other one. The one that was with us.
I don't fucking know, bro.
Anyway, the one with the glasses.
Oh, the okay, yeah.
Yeah, the one with the... She kept trying to bang her, and she was like, what the fuck? And then she turns to me. And then she turns to me, she goes, hey, do you know he's a big shot in podcasting? No, he's a big shot comedian. I'm like, I'm not a comedian. I'm not a big shot.
You are a big shot, though.
No, I'm not. Mm. So I'm like, stop it.
You're a big shot of jizz.
I'm just a grown-up...
You're grown-up semen.
I'm a grown-up spurts. So then she's like, oh, really? Well, my uncle is a big shot in Peru. I'm like,
it's not even a real
country. The fat lesbian?
Yeah. I'm like, where's this going? Yeah.
Fuck does that mean? Does he juggle on the beach?
No.
He's in a flute band. Yeah.
She goes, he had ordered, how did she say it? He had ordered people to get killed because they lost the soccer
match. Is that
what
comedians do?
Because they lost the soccer match.
Off with their heads.
Yeah.
I was like, bro, what the fuck is going on?
My uncle is the Peruvian Bill Maher.
he ordered the death of a soccer team.
Yeah, I think that just means her uncle is a fucking lunatic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was a weird night. So then I left home. Like, I left everyone there. So I'm going home to sleep. I don't want to. It's too late for me. I'm a child.
Yeah.
Like, or I'm an old man. I don't know what it is. What was it? 2 a.m. and I was done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was done too, bro.
I was like, I used to be when I was younger. I'd like, oh, I want to see where this night's going to go. I don't care anymore.
Yeah.
Because you know how it's going to go. You've seen it.
Yeah. You see most of it. Yeah. And also, I hate drunk people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, belligerent
in the
street.
That's a problem.
Yeah. They get touchy and yeah. I hate that shit.
I can't go out if I don't drink.
You?
Like, I can.
You have to be drunk with them, yeah.
I can be in a bar sober until, like, 12:30. Yeah, and then after that, I'm like, these people are stupid.
Yeah, you have to drink. Yeah. There's no way.
Yeah. And then when I do drink, I'm like, these people are the best. Her uncle is a big shot in Peru. How lucky am I that I meet all these wonderful people?
Yeah. We're with the elites.
Yeah.
This is the Illuminati. Oh, shit. No, it's fun. But but the bordel when we were there first was a good time because everyone's more calm there. Actually, someone passed out.
At the bordel?
Yeah, girl did get drunk and fall on the floor. Oh, actually, we had to help her.
Didn't we see a dead body in the middle?
Oh, no, you had left. I forgot. Yeah, you had left. You went to get my dog. Yeah, we had to help her to her car. She was collapsed. Her boyfriend came to get her.
Oh, Jesus. Okay. Christ.
Was it her boyfriend, though, just to make sure it's not some fucking weirdo?
50-50 was a
wreck. Okay.
No, he was there with her. It was okay. Because I said the same thing. I go, is this guy her boyfriend?
Yeah, because that's the best move if you're a rapist to go, oh, she's with me.
You just got here, sir. Yeah, get her.
I know. Yeah, put her in that van over there.
But she called, and also her boyfriend had made a funny joke as soon as she collapsed. He didn't know. He looked over and she was dizzy, and he told her like, "Oh, the GHB is going to take effect any moment now," and she collapsed. And then he's like, he looked around. He's like, "I was just kidding."
You know how fucking guilty you must feel when you do a joke like that and it happens.
Because she went face first into the ground.
Fuck.
Yeah, I was worried, but then they told me she was breathing.
Okay.
Yeah. What are you going to do? You punch her. Like, how do you wake her up?
Yeah.
I'm not a doctor.
You throw some water, cold water.
I don't think that's what...
On someone that's passed out, isn't that kind of shitty, though?
Yeah. Might as well just piss on her.
Like, now, yeah.
That's warm.
Oh, that's the difference. That's where you draw the line.
So you got to piss on an ice cube.
And then there was a guy or a woman, actually, in the street, just collapsed. Like, people were honking at me while I was driving on Barry. And I was like, what are they fucking flashing lights on? Because I was going down, so they were scared that I'm going to run over. But I noticed, and I stopped, like, what the fuck? And then I look over, and people were, like, starting, and I go, is this your fucking friend? And people are like, no, we don't know this person. I would do it, pull over, and like, someone's going to run her over, or she was already hit by a car. I have no idea. And then they got her up, and she was wobbling, and they took her to the corner. I was like, what is that, a crack? What is happening here? I was freaking out. I go, what happened in this fucking city?
I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like we're a hairline away from, like,
the end of the world.
It was fucking cyberpunk last night.
Like Mad Max type of shit.
Yeah. And everything's, there's holes everywhere. Everything's in construction. It looks like cyberpunk.
Yeah.
So this we should do the tourism spots for the city. We should promote tourists.
When is the election for the new mayor? That's coming up soon, right? Because Denis Kada said he was going to try to be mayor again.
I think it's in the fall.
Okay.
Would you vote for Denis Coderre?
I would. I like him. He's a funny buffoon.
I thought he was, but then I don't like him anymore because, first of all, many times I have reached out for him to come on the show.
Okay.
Ignored. That's number one. So clearly he doesn't want the vote of the intellectuals of the city. Number two.
Maybe he doesn't like black people.
That's what I think it is. He saw me. He's like, get out of here. I'm going to do a black podcast.
Like, I'm going to do a white podcast.
Yeah. So, and also remember he was fighting against, he says people shouldn't be allowed to drink in the park.
Oh, yeah.
And then I think he backtracked because he got a lot of backlash. So I didn't like that he was trying that. I didn't like that he was going to take away my ability to drink in a park.
Yeah.
Where else am I supposed to drink?
Yeah.
A bar like a fucking peasant?
Yeah.
No, I was very upset about
that. Yeah, the only reason I kind of like him is I had done a TV show with him years ago.
And he could take a joke?
And I was fucking with him and I was like, I don't give a fuck. I live on the South Shore. And he was like, I can block the bridges.
And I was like, funny.
Oh, that's a good joke. I was like, I'm going to vote for you. Then he was like, you don't live in Montreal. I was like, no, I know people. But yeah, no, I don't know. I don't know if I
there's
vote
no
him,
one.
But yeah, there's no one else.
Yeah, he's probably going to get it.
Yeah.
We'll see what the fuck happens. Poseidon, you're pouring yourself some coffee? I got coffee. I'm good. Oh, okay. I even brought coffee from home. I didn't know if I was going to have enough energy because I played hockey today with no coffee. I was all over the place. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Do you usually have coffee at the hockey? Like you have a little, you have your thermos?
Yeah, so normally. I have a water bottle and coffee, so I'm the only guy.
God damn, that is so Greek. You're drinking coffee on
between
the bench.
Shifts. I take out my helmet. I'm clear.
Do you coffee. Spit it out?
No, I drink it. I think it's warm. Actually, yeah.
All you're missing is a cigarette in the mouth.
Well, what's funny is when we used to play with my friends, we have a buddy of mine who, it was summer, so like the back door was open. You're playing in the arena. So he's like, oh, the back door's open. So between shifts, he would go grab a quick smoke and come back and play.
Guy Lafleur used to do that.
Yeah.
And he still did. I did a show with him years ago. He was playing hockey with the troops. And between periods, he'd smoke cigarettes. And it was the best to see old Guy Lafleur, who's like, I don't know how old he is now. He's like 70. He's still smoking cigarettes and running with kids.
Like a man.
Yeah, you're like, God damn, this guy's tough.
Yeah, when you're tough, none of that shit stops you. Like my buddy who would smoke a lot, like Mooch, for example, Murlo would smoke a lot. He's a great hockey player. Yeah. And it doesn't.
Yeah, cancer smancer.
Yeah, nothing stops him.
I think the cardio where it fucks you up is because most people that smoke don't exercise.
Yeah.
So if you do exercise, it's not good.
It's definitely not good for you, but.
But Michael Jordan, after a pack of cigarettes, is still Michael Jordan.
Yeah, and he smokes a lot of cigars, apparently.
Oh, does he?
Big cigar guy.
But you don't inhale those.
That's what they say. Yeah. But that's like chicks who are like, ah, it's the tip, it doesn't count. I don't know what that means anymore. You don't inhale. I think that's bullshit. You whether you like it or not, you're inhaling something. A bit.
Yeah. That's why I never smoke cigars, because I used to smoke cigarettes. After two puffs, I just inhale it. And then I'm like, I don't think this is supposed to taste this strong.
Yeah, why am I dizzy?
Yeah. Yeah, you're dizzy and fucking you want to vomit.
The first time I tried to smoke a cigar, I almost died because I literally inhaled all of it. And then I was coughing like a bitch. I thought I was going to pass out and die.
Yeah, my first cigarette ever wasn't a cigarette. It was a cigar, because in the old days, they didn't use to card kids when you'd go buy cigars or cigarettes. So I went to this store. I asked for if they sold like individual cigarettes. They didn't. But the lady, I was 11. The lady was like, but we sell cigars. So I was like, okay, give me two cigars. So I bought two cigars. And then me and my friend, two 11-year-olds, smoking cigars. And then we were like, don't they breathe it in? And then we tried breathing it in. And then my friend started throwing up. And holy, I coughed shit for like fucking 4 days.
This is a good store.
Yeah, yeah. And then my dad caught us. We were outside. He pulled up to the store. And me and my friend are 11 smoking cigars.
Did he go inside and freak out?
No, he was just like, okay, come home. And then I didn't want to break the cigar, so I was putting it out, but I wanted to conserve it. Like, so I was just putting it out, and then I put it in my pocket, and he was like, ah, oh, you shitty kid.
11 years old, that's 11, hilarious. Did he take the cigar where he left it? He was like,
No, he was, because my dad, we used to have a
cigar's gonna cig.
He told me, he was like, look, I really don't want you to smoke, because I grew up on a farm, and we weren't allowed, since it was in the city, we weren't allowed to rebuild if it burnt down. So my dad, because we weren't zoned agricultural. We were residential. So we weren't even supposed to have a farm there. It was just the city kind of built around my dad's family because they didn't want to sell. So my dad was like, don't burn down the barn. That's the only thing he cared about. He was like, look, I don't want you to smoke, but if you do, don't smoke in the barn. So I started smoking in the house, because my dad was afraid I was going to burn the barn down. And my brother that was 16 or 17, he used to go outside to smoke. Like, he didn't tell my parents he smoked. So I was fucking little. I was 11 and 12. I was smoking inside. My brother was 17. He'd have to go smoke outside.
Like, Mike, I'm glad you're such a good kid. Yeah. You don't smoke near the barn. Keep it up, son.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so crazy. Yeah.
Whenever my brother, like, there'd be it was super cold out, he'd be like, I'm gonna go take a walk. I'll be like, okay, I'm gonna smoke a cigarette inside.
Holy shit, that's a good sketch. Oh, speaking of sketches, the boy Shane Gillis.
Yeah, Shane Gillis was on Joe Rogan.
I'm very happy.
So happy. He said a thing too. This is the first time I listened to a full Joe Rogan in years. I listened to the whole 3 hour fucking of Shane Gillis. It was really good. I was really happy for him.
I like Shane Gillis a lot. Yeah. You know that already. So
yeah.
I like that he went there. I like that but it was fun. Just to hear his perspective of what he was thinking, of how now he can't really bitch about cancel culture because it looks like he's bitching.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, I see that. Like, I get it. Just him saying it. I go, yeah, some people could just be like, hey, you're just being a bitch. Even though he wasn't, he really did get the rug pulled from under him.
He did get canceled.
Because he didn't get canceled. What he said was fucking interesting. He's like, I wasn't rich. He goes, I was poor. I just got my, it was coming.
Yeah.
And they took it away from me.
Yeah.
It wasn't like I had made it. So it's like, I'll take a year
exactly,
off.
It was exactly Charlie Brown kicking the football.
Yeah.
It was the exact same thing. But the thing I liked about it is everything he was saying, I could relate because of my court thing. So everything he said, I was like, oh, fuck, I went through that. oh shit, I went through that. And now he's like getting out of his shitty phase.
Yeah, he's getting out of the funk.
Yeah, so yeah. I was really happy for that. And he's a good dude.
He's a good dude. He has a good podcast. He's great at skate. He's a great comic. And like I said, he's a good dude.
Yeah.
So that's the most important thing. But I think he's going to be fine now. Yeah. And it's going to be better for him. It's going to be independent, the rise.
Yeah.
Because the fucked up thing is his agency dropping him and shit like that. Like, what are you doing? You knew who he was. You know his jokes. And you have like a talented comic. Why would you drop? Get the fuck out of here, man. I wouldn't do that. They fold too easily.
Oh, yeah. Like, I remember when, I was talking to a lady yesterday because I'm being roasted at the festival in Quebec City. And they need insurance now.
To roast you in case you die of a broken heart?
No, it's because since the show is based on me, they wanted me to go in for a medical. Because if I get sick before the roast, then they can't, you know, they can't replace me since everyone prepared their jokes.
Pretend it's you.
But the woman we were talking, and it was weird because I told her I didn't want to go in for medical, so we did it on the phone. And the doctor was super nice. And then at the end, she's like, you know, I'm supposed to get you to take a blood test, but you seem honest. And I was like,
honest of what? Okay.
No, because I told her, because she was asking me questions. And I guess.
Do you smoke? And I guess, this ain't a Zoom call, right? Yeah. Nope, definitely.
But I was telling her the truth on everything. She was like, do you drink? I was like, yeah. And then she was like, how much? I was like, well, not as much as I used to. Maybe, I don't know, maybe 20 or 30 drinks a week. And then she's like, that is very dangerous. You know that that's dangerous. I was like, it's not that dangerous.
It's not that dangerous. The car drives itself now.
But, yeah, exactly. But she was like, no, but that's too much. And you're diabetic. And I was like, yeah, but I have a Dexcom thing. So I know it's okay. So I only drink vodka and beer. And she's like, no, but you're not supposed to. And I was like, I know what I'm doing.
The next level fucker is next time they tell you you have diabetes, you go, diabetes is a state of mind.
Yeah.
I identify as a guy that doesn't have diabetes, ironically.
Yeah. But yeah, then she was she was really nice. And she was like, I saw you at the Nasty Show the year that you got
sued.
You got sued. And she was like, I'm very happy to see you weren't canceled. And I was like, well, they did try to cancel me, but everything I have now is shit that they can't take away from me.
Yeah.
Right? Because when my court thing happened, I had a job on TV. I lost that job. They'll take everything they can away from you. But as soon as you have a podcast or you're touring independently, they can't do anything.
Yeah, what are they going to do? Fans are your fans.
When you build it by yourself, like a guy like Tim Dillon, how the fuck are you going to take that shit away from him? He made that himself.
Yeah.
The same as Rogan. The only thing you could take away from Rogan would be the Spotify deal.
But they already paid him. They already have contracts with him. He's going to make his money.
So then if they took it away from him, he'd be like, okay, I'm going back to YouTube.
Yeah. Or if YouTube won't have him, I have the money to start my own shit.
Yeah, exactly. So the way to not get canceled is to make yourself uncancelable.
Yeah. And one of our friends, but he's, you know who he is, but he hates it. He hates being at the forefront. He's a comedian of any of the stuff we talk about because we've mentioned him a couple of times and he's like, I think that was me. But he told me yesterday he's upset with like the festival and all that. So now he's going very, very, he wants advice on going independent. Because he goes, I see now that nothing I do, it doesn't matter. He goes, they won't help. He's not gay enough. Well, depends who you ask.
It's the best time though to be like any... To like, I know that being gay is probably harder than being heterosexual in real life, but right now in comedy, being gay is that's your ticket to fucking the Tonight Show.
Oh, you think it's like a
were gay, you would fuck. They'd book you everywhere.
Really?
Yeah, Greek, gay.
That's the same thing.
Yeah. But yeah,
it's a good one.
Yeah. As soon as your two things.
I love that they consider they're like this ethnic guy.
Yeah,
I was born here. Shut up, Blackie. Just listen to us. I'm like, all right, whatever the fuck happens. I was laughing about that backstage last time at your show with Preach.
Yeah,
I was like, isn't it weird, Preach? That laugh that he's like, ride the wave, bro.
Yeah,
he's like, ride the fucking wave, bro. Enjoy it.
It's like when I started in English, they'd always put me in ethnic shows because of the French thing.
Yeah,
and I was like, this is crazy. My ancestors were here, like, right before, like, well, We were the second ones here.
Yeah, it's fucking hilarious. Yeah. It's a whole, I don't know, but I'm having so much fun with all these French comics, meeting everyone, like coming to the podcast, and then fans are telling about beefs. Like, I had a guy on the podcast, I didn't know how to beef with Yann.
Okay.
Who was it? Real Beland.
Okay, yeah.
And then people were commenting like, oh, Yann must be pissed. Pantelis turned his back on Yann. And at first I thought it was some kind of weird joke because he kind of looks like Yann, like he has the salt and pepper hair. And I thought they were making fun of him. And then I noticed there was a few more comments. So I messaged Yann. I go, Yann, you have a rivalry with this guy? He's like, I have a fucking rivalry with this guy. He's my Amy Schumer. I go, nobody tells me these things. I would have asked him. I would have talked about it. He's like, yeah, was it a good podcast though? I go, yeah, it was fun. He was talking about his dad. He's like, oh, that. And then Yann's like, oh, yeah, that's true. He has his history. He goes, that must have been cool.
Yann explained the beef to me.
Okay, so you know what the beef is. I don't know what the beef is.
And Yann is in the wrong. Because Yann did a... He was doing a show. Yann used to be a cartoonist, so he's able to make like animated cartoons. So he was like, I'll do a show, prank calls, I'll animate them.
Yeah.
Kind of like Crank Yankers, but instead of Muppets, it'll be cartoons.
And he does prank calls to the guy, yeah.
Yeah, the other guy does prank calls. So he calls the other guy, and Yann had actually contacted me before, and I was like, I don't want to do it. And or maybe he contacted this guy first. But anyway, he did an episode with this guy. They take Real Belin, who's famous in French. They take his prank call. Yann animates it. They give it to a producer. And then everyone is like, oh, shit, we like this. We like this. And then Real goes, I think he wanted more money than what Yann was getting. So finally, they ended up just going, fuck it. And they split up. So what Yann did, he took the pilot he had and he presented it to other producers and networks saying, look, this is what I can do, but it won't be Real Belin. It'll be someone else.
Yeah.
So the people would watch it and they'd go, oh, this is fucking good. We should do this with Real. And then Yann would be like, no, it's not with Real. It'll be with someone else. And they were like, no, but we like it with Real. So it's going to be with Real. So then they contacted Real and they were like, we want to do this cartoon thing with you. And then Yann was angry. He was like, they shouldn't call him. And I was like, Yann, in that fucking, the way you presented it, the only one that's replaceable is you.
Yeah.
No one cares who's fucking drawing the cartoon.
Yeah, they just care about the funny
They
prank
want
call.
The guy that's funny and they want the name. And then I told him that and he was like, ah, yeah, you may be right. You may be right. And I was like, fuck, you've been shitting on this guy for 10 years and you're in the wrong.
I'm going to have them bury the hatchet. I'll invite them both to the studio.
I don't think that'll work, though, because Yann gets angry. Then Yann's like, he tried to fuck me. And then you're like, oh, Yann, no one wants to fuck you.
Yann, stop saying that to people.
Yeah.
It was funny when I saw it. I messaged him and he was laughing because people thought, I was aware of the beef and I turned my back on Yann. That was so funny.
Yeah.
I was like, why would I do that?
Yann was very excited because he's now on a website that gives your net worth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What's his net worth?
His net worth, and they say in the thing, it's give or take $150,000. They say his net worth is $100,000.
So he's minus 50.
So he's between minus 50 and plus 200. Or plus, 250.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, he seemed really excited about that.
Well, you know, the give or take thing kind of ruins it for him.
And then when you read his thing, they go, by our estimates, he could make as much as $4,000 a month. And you're like, that's fucking weird that they actually calculated that.
By our estimates. And he's like, that's doable. I can definitely do it if I decide to work. Yeah. That's so fucking funny.
If I shave my balls. I shave my balls and go work in the village. I can make that.
I don't know if that happens anymore in the village. If you could, I don't know. Are strip clubs open, Poseidon? Is that even a thing?
I was talking to Preach about that because Preach, he knows he has a bunch of stripper friends, and he said they're open again.
What?
But they're open, old timey. Like, there's no
lap dances.
No, there are lap dances, but no isolois. The those booths that you go in, that you can kind of finger people.
Yeah, yeah.
Those don't exist anymore.
What's the point of a lap dance?
And then the girl just lap dances, and she keeps her mask on. So you don't have a mask, but she does.
That's weird.
Yeah, so probably S&M guys are probably like, can you wear a latex mask?
Yeah, they get. Poseidon, what is that?
My apologies.
That means the show is almost over.
Yeah, What is he doing?
I don't know. I had muted it.
Yeah, what's that's fucking weird though, the mask thing.
Yeah.
There you go. I muted it on our end so we don't have to hear your bullshit.
That must suck for the stripper that she can't even breathe properly, but and she has to like put Purell before she goes to dance for a man that's gonna put his hands on everything.
Yeah, he's gonna put his
yeah.
But you know, it must be good for the ugly strippers.
Oh yeah, yeah.
They could, they might move up a notch.
The ones with weird looking teeth.
Yeah, they're Rebecca.
Yeah.
Guess what? You're getting a 9 o'clock spot this week. Really? Yeah. How come? Because no one could see that shit that you got going on.
You can smile.
Yeah.
You can smile again.
There's Cabaret Kingdom, Club Wanda's.
No, we're not going to be promoting strip clubs, bro. They didn't pay us. Well, we were just asking if they're open again. That's all we asked.
Oh yeah, well, some of them, but some of them are still like it says temporarily closed.
I think all of the strippers that were good with technology are on OnlyFans now.
Yeah.
So I don't way think more they're going to go back. I think it's the older strippers that are stripping or the ones that are just really bad.
At business.
At business and computers.
You think a lot of strippers would be bad at business and computers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Some of them, though, it's like someone with a head on her shoulders can make a shit ton of money now.
I know strippers that became high-end escorts and then they all got into real estate.
Okay. Yeah, because I guess a stripper is real estate.
Yeah?
She's,
renting out that apartment.
Yeah, it's location, location, location.
Yeah, on your ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what they do. They get into real estate a lot. And if they're smart, then they're going to have wealth after. Yeah. You know, or if they spend it all on coke and shit. I've seen that too. Where it's just downhill from there.
Yeah. That means they have to marry while they're still fuckable.
Because what happens is there's this threshold where you're making a lot of money. If you keep spending it, your looks are not coming with you. No matter all the Botox you do, it doesn't matter. You start deteriorating. So then at one point, you start making, no matter how many surgeries you do, you start making less money.
Yeah.
So if you're spending, you're making less. Now your lifestyle gets hot. You get to a point where you're fucked. Mm. And then you got to be a shitty stripper till you're 50, 60. Yeah. And it's just for minimum wage.
Yeah, that must suck when you're 60 and you're stripping.
Yeah.
When you get down on your knees and the customer hears,
oof, ça va? Yeah, that must be weird.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, it's my arthritis.
it sounds like an old door creaking.
Yeah, she spreads her legs open. You hear,
that's how his knees go. Yeah. His knees make that noise.
Oh, really? Yeah. And you're fucking young.
Yeah, my knees are shot to shit, bro.
His knees sound the way he looks.
Okay.
Old.
Full of injuries. Yeah.
He doesn't look old anymore, though.
No, the haircut
look
helped.
Old, but now he looks black.
Yeah, the haircut. Yeah, he does look black. Yeah, the haircut helped.
Oh.
Yeah. I confused you the other day, even at the Just for Laughs thing. I thought that Steve was him and he was Steve.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did that fat girl keep tapping you all the time and go, ha, these fucking whites?
No, she didn't do that with me.
She's talking about white people to me, but cause at first I thought I was representing white people to her, but then I realized that it wasn't. It was more of like, me and you, we get it, right? These fucking whites. And I was like,
what color does she think you are?
I don't know, dude. Yeah. It depends who you, when I have my hair up, people forget. But then again,
I love all these racist people that are like, those fucking whites, but they don't mean whites. They mean Anglo-Saxon.
That's what I think they mean.
Because like for them, Jews aren't white.
Yeah.
Italians aren't white. Greeks aren't white. But that sounds exactly like someone from the KKK.
It's not just that. There was a comedian in French. I don't remember. Was it Maud Landry? One of them we talked about, and she had mentioned that, like, about, oh, like, was it her? Who the fuck was that? Mentioned that you're like, what can you say? Because there's a lot of white men that do it. And then I go, I'm considered white now.
Yeah.
A year ago, you were all telling me I'm not white. And then now you're grouping me in wherever you want. Yeah. I'm telling you, the left is the most racist.
Yeah.
They're fucking crazy. They're just dividing people like that. I don't give a shit. I never once went to a show and said, they better have a black guy on.
Yeah.
Or they better have a white guy. Or not. You never think. You just want to enjoy the fucking show. They're the ones that divide everything in gender. And I never do that shit. It's crazy.
Yeah.
I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Like, whenever I find out there wasn't a particular group on the show, it's always someone that tells me.
Yeah.
Like, I've done shows where I was the only guy and I hadn't even noticed until someone said it. And I was like, oh, yeah. Because who cares, right? We're just all comics.
We should be. But sometimes I've heard stuff like people are like, you see that? That was a show. That was all women. I, like, it was all women. The only problem was there was nobody funny on it.
Yeah.
So we ruined what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
So we should just go for the funny. Poseidon, if that coffee wasn't hot, you would have spit it out. I saw you. You had to hold in the coffee. It's fine. Thank God you didn't spit it out.
Yeah.
You know that you have the strongest chair out of all of us? The only one that's metal? And you fucked it up. It's unbelievable.
No, no longer creaks. It's true.
You broke the
I could hear it creaking while you're doing that.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. It no longer creaks.
No, that was my knees.
Now bro. It's whining.
Yeah.
Please,
<It's>
sir.
Screaming.
Yeah. It's terrible what he does. But I know why. It's just the way he leans. He puts all his weight right on the joint.
Jesus, fuck.
Yeah, he doesn't stand. He doesn't sit
My
properly.
Manager, Michel, used to do that. He wouldn't sit down. He'd just fall down.
Yeah, that's what he does.
And he'd come to my house, and every time he'd use a chair, I'd have to put that chair in the corner because I was like, okay, this chair is no longer usable for anyone over 72 pounds.
That's what he does. He lands. Like I see in the front most, he's like, he leans on it. And I'm like, are you okay, Poseidon? And he's like, yeah, why, bro? Go, well, the way you sat, you just launched yourself. He's like, no, that's how you sit, bro. That's how you sit. Who doesn't sit? Everybody sit. That's how you sit, bro. Why? How do you sit? How do you sit? That's how you sit. He thinks that everyone, that's how they sit. He just launches himself. Him, it's like bungee jumping. He's like, ah. I read something that some lady died bungee jumping.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Recently?
Yeah, recently.
Who still bungee jumps in 2021?
I thought of that and also thought, yeah, isn't that one of the risks? You're jumping off a bit. Like, of course things could go wrong. Yeah. I would never bungee jump. I'm too heavy for that shit. I'd be scared. They don't calculate properly. And I break my neck.
Woman plunges 164 feet to death in tragic bungee jumping accident.
Yeah. I don't know what's more tragic.
A Colombian bungee jumper plummeted to her death this week after a communications mishap caused her to leap off a bridge without a fastened...
Communications mishap?
Yeah, without a fastened cord.
That seems like
more than a mishap.
Seems like a murder.
Yeah,
communication
murder. And it's in Colombia too, bro.
Like, yeah. Hold on. You wanted I strap her in? Yeah. Nobody mentioned this.
You're going to have to pay extra for that.
She got confused, Gustavo Guzman, the mayor of Fredonia.
Got confused?
That sounds like a made up
place. Yeah. That sounds suspicious, though. He's like,
she got confused.
You know these women.
She got confused.
Doesn't speak the language of the bungee. He gets confused.
Told El Tiempo of the freak accident. I don't know what the
fuck. Is El Tiempo a TV station or a dude?
I don't know. Let's see.
It sounds like that's their pit bull.
It's a nerd.
He's wearing a top hat. He's like, Señor, I am El Tiempo.
It's their DJ Khaled.
Yeah. El Tiempo here, reporting live on bungee accident.
We make the best music. Bungee jumping.
We the baddest, El Tiempo.
No, it's a newspaper.
Oh.
Which occurred Sunday in Amaga in northern Colombia. She was a first-time jumper, Yesenia Morales.
Of 25. Course she was a first-time
She was also
jumper.
A last-time jumper. Yeah.
Isn't that the first thing you ask? Okay, am I tied on before you jump?
Bro, they have. Oh, and she was cute too.
That's sad then.
I like how
that would have just been funny.
I like how now it turned into a sad story for him. Yeah. He's like, bro, I didn't know this was a tragic tale.
Yeah. I fucking hate it whenever there's a story about like some influencer that dies and they show a picture of her and she's half naked. And you're like, oh, this sucks that she's dead. But then. You're like, I want to see what she looked like naked. Her body's still warm, so it's not weird yet.
But you know, it's that they don't pick a better picture.
Yeah.
You know, it's like they can have a picture of her at school with a diploma
but
something.
But it's always her with her ass out.
Yeah, with her ass out, yeah. Local celebrity.
Yeah.
It's so fucking funny. They do weird. I think they do that shit on purpose, they use. They want guys like us to talk about it.
Yeah.
They want us to make fun of it because there's no way that's an accident.
Yeah.
That they show the dumbest photos.
Like, there was a porn star that died, that committed suicide because she got bullied. Remember when we were at Compound Media, her boyfriend reached out. He wanted to do 2 Drink Minimum to talk about his girlfriend. This was like the first month, I think, that we were doing 2 Drink Minimum.
And we didn't have a way of calling him in.
But we did, but it was just weird having a, like, you're going to have a dude talk about his porn star girlfriend that committed suicide. So there's a lot of funny in that.
There's a good chance that that would be a downer episode.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Odds
Plus,
are high.
Like, if he was funny, but he's just a sad man crying about his meal ticket.
Yeah. Oh, that's weird.
Yeah.
Did you ever hear him speak anywhere?
No. I think everyone said no to that guy. But then I Googled his girlfriend or wife. She was crazy hot.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, but I couldn't masturbate since she was dead. I was like, I'm going to wait a year, and then I'll eventually forget she's dead, and then I'll see her, and I'll masturbate.
And now you forgot it's been
And now
years.
I forgot what her name was. Or what so she it's looked too like. Late to masturbate.
It would have been funny to find out he died, too. He committed suicide.
What was the story?
And in his letter, he's like, 2-drink minimum would not have me.
She was a porn star, and then she tweeted out that she was booked to do a scene with a guy that did bisexual porn.
Oh, yeah.
And then she didn't want to do the scene with him because...
she was scared of AIDS.
She was scared of AIDS.
I remember this.
And then Twitter fucking... This gay guy or bisexual guy, some gay porn star, just fucking lashed down. He was like, you stupid fucking bitch. You should
People that
kill
don't
yourself.
Believe anti-vaxxers, they were like, AIDS isn't a real thing. It's a myth.
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus.
And then she killed herself.
Yeah.
Oh, and then the guy that told her to kill herself, he was like, it's not my fault.
Oh, yeah, the gay guy. I remember that guy. Yeah.
She a Quebec porn star?
No, American,
was,
I think.
Well, she was from Nova Scotia, but she made it in L.A. Like, she was like a vivid girl. She was like one of the last assigned girls. I don't know if Vivid still exists, but she was like a Bang Bros girl or Vivid girl or, you know, some company. Write suicide gay porn star. Or don't write, yeah.
You're on my account again, aren't you?
What was her name?
Oh, August Ames.
August Ames. She was super hot.
Are you on my account right now?
Yes, of course.
I'm on the no-fly
there's
list.
There's a lot of
I remember her.
Big porn stars from the Canadian Maritimes. Like Peter North is from Nova Scotia.
How come I didn't know about this, that we had so many Canadian porn stars?
I don't know, because they're all from Nova Scotia, and they're very humble people. So they don't brag about their porn stars. Is she from Nova Scotia?
Hold on, because I opened up
Twitter, Google Image.
You porn.
Yeah, hold on. August, what did you want to find? What was your question again? Sorry?
Where she was born. August. So August Ames Wiki.
Place of birth.
Okay.
Antigonish.
In what province? New Brunswick?
August Ames born Mercedes Grabowski. In 94,
okay,
23rd of August 94, was a Canadian pornographic actress and model. She appeared in almost 290 movies, including a non-pornographic film in 2016.
Still not gonna tell us what we asked.
So that is, let me guess what province that is.
Okay, Antigonish, Nova Scotia.
Nova Scotia, okay.
Yeah. So she's a Newfie.
What was her last name? No, Newfie is Newfoundland.
Oh, yeah, it's not the same thing?
No, it's not the same thing. Well, what
the fuck is Nova Scotia?
Grabowski.
So, that's a Maritimer.
Where the fuck are the Newfies?
Newfies are farther east.
Isn't that
it's an island.
Newfoundland.
Nova Scotia is the last province, and then there's a bit of space, and then there's Newfoundland that's out in the middle of the ocean.
Hold on, let me open up a Google
Maps. Oh, Newfoundland is that little thing there, that little part.
It's actually pretty big. The little part is Nova Scotia.
That's why I get them confused. Yeah.
And Nova Scotia, there's no one famous from Nova Scotia except for porn stars.
What about Newfies?
Newfies, I don't know.
Why do Canadians always make fun of them?
I think that came because they're it's the only place in the world that their time zone is 30 minutes after us. You know, everywhere else it's 1 hour, 2 hours, 3, 6, 8 hours. Them, it's 30 minutes.
And that's why we bully them?
That's why I think we start making fun of them.
That's a stupid reason.
That's a very stupid reason. And they're super nice.
Yeah, and I feel bad that everyone's just talking shit.
Yeah, yeah.
I feel bad that I didn't even acknowledge their entire province. I said, yeah, you're just part of Nova Scotia.
But I don't know how it is now, but I had an aunt and uncle that lived in Newfoundland, and they didn't give a fuck about Newfie jokes. They were like, who cares?
Ah, okay. Yeah. Well, I haven't really heard any real good Newfie jokes because
they're all Polish jokes.
Yeah,
it's the same.
Yeah, exactly.
Like
it's the same.
Like in France, they say people from Belgium. In Greece, they probably
Albanians.
Say, okay, yeah. So it's everyone has their dumb guy.
In the States, it's Mexicans.
Yeah, or the South.
Or the South.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on. Halifax is in Nova Scotia?
Yeah.
Okay, that I knew.
I thought Halifax was like in Manitoba or Saskatchewan.
No.
That hurts my head.
I don't know why.
Yeah, and there's I was saying there's only porn stars, but Trailer Park Boys are from Nova Scotia.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, my buddy, I asked him because he did their podcast.
Okay.
My buddy, and he's like, he had a fun time. And he's like, I should connect you with them. He goes, it would make sense.
Yeah.
And I was
like,
yes, connect me with the Trailer Park Boys.
Yeah.
I'll fucking pay for their tickets to come here. We'll do a two drink minimum.
Awesome.
Yeah. That would be a good two drink minimum.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that we have to prepare because it's going to be drinking and probably smoking.
Get the guy. I think his real name is John Paul Tremblay.
Yeah, yeah.
The guy that drinks the rum and cokes.
Yeah, we can't have. We can't be here with the Trailer Park Boys and not get drunk and stoned. Yeah, that'll be a fun episode.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
You're gonna have fun fucking producing the shit out of that one.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Hmm. So, anyways, I'll see what I can do with that. But no, I didn't know about. I don't know why in my head it was the same thing. Like, the second you start going too east, I'm like, that's not a real place.
Yeah.
You know what used to confuse me? New Jersey, because of New Brunswick.
Yeah.
I used to always get confused. I'm like, we're going to New Brunswick. So I thought they were going to Canada. But there's a New Brunswick, New Jersey. It used to fuck with my head all the time.
What?
Yeah.
Like, one thing that used to fuck me was there's a city in California called Ontario.
Yeah, yeah.
So whenever I'd see Ontario... comma CA. I'd be like, oh, Ontario, Canada.
Yeah.
And I actually bought a fucking vending machine on eBay once that was based in Ontario, CA. So I was like, oh, it was a huge fucking thing. It was super cheap. And then they were like, you only pay for shipping. It's only $100 for this, for like 50 miles and then extra. But you can come pick it up. And I was like, I'll just drive to Ontario and pick it up. And then when I realized, oh, shit, I have to drive to California to get a vending machine, I was like, fuck. And I'm happy I got outbid.
Oh, someone outbid you on eBay?
Yeah, I was so happy. Or else I just would have closed my account.
Do you spend a lot of time on eBay?
Not anymore. I used to. I used to really like eBay.
Yeah?
Yeah, I bought a bunch of shit. I bought a car on eBay.
What?
Yeah, I bought a Saab, a Saab convertible, like an old Saab.
Oh.
Yeah.
Like the
It was a 9.3. It was a really nice car. It was I really liked it. The motor was a BMW.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
I bought comic books there.
Yeah.
I had bought them when I first got eBay. I was like, oh, this is so cool. And I bought a couple of comic books. And I still have those, I think.
Yeah, at first it was really good. At first when eBay started, there was something that was even better. It was Right when they didn't know if eBay was going to pop, or Yahoo had a Yahoo Auctions.
Okay.
And they put both, they basically had the same shit, but if you put it on eBay, everyone was on eBay, so the prices would go up really quick. But on Yahoo, no one went there. So the first couple of months, it only lasted a couple of months, but if someone didn't have a reserve price, you could fucking buy, you could have bought a house for $9.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I used to buy a lot of shit on there. Just to fuck with the person selling it.
It's your fault, stupid.
Yeah.
Holy fuck.
I bought a bunch of shit. I bought an old Rolex. I bought a Picasso drawing.
What the fuck?
Yeah, I was buying.
I'm too scared to get ripped off. Like, I don't know what's real and what's not.
Yeah. The Rolex I got, I had, like, when I got, the only way I got fucked is it was a men's Rolex, but it was an old one. And I forgot in the old days, watches were like this big, you know, like
the thick ones.
No, like the, like now it's like a 40 millimeter circumference.
Yeah.
But it used to be like 25. Like they were small. Like
our
great grandparents' watches were tiny. So then I got this Rolex and I was like, that's a woman's watch. But it wasn't a woman's watch. It was a man's watch from the 1940s or whatever. So I was like, ah, fuck. It pissed me off. Like, I didn't pay much for it, but I felt like I got screwed because I had bought a lady's watch.
So you left a negative comment?
No, I it was dirty. So I had it cleaned. I had it, like, put back in good shape. And then I sold it on eBay.
Fuck,
so,
bro.
Yeah.
You pulled a Gary Vaynerchuk.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, and I bought two. I bought once. A guy was selling a lot of PS2 games. So he was selling, I think it was a lot of 103 games or 105 games. And I just bought all of them and then resold them on eBay.
Fuck, That's so. I was telling him if he wanted to make, because I got tons of cards, comic books, all kinds of shit. I told him I'll give him 20% if he sits his ass down and starts selling them.
That, yeah,
he'll make money, right?
How does it work when you want to ship something from eBay?
You have to ship it.
You go to the post office, and then you talk to a person.
No, I know, but like, how do you know how much it's gonna cost you? You put the price of shipping beforehand.
You just tape a $40, like $20 bills on a box.
Mm.
What?
That's it.
I mean, on the app, you're supposed to put the price of shipping. How do you know?
You go to the post office first and you go, can you weigh this? And then they weigh it and then they tell you, okay, it's $3 to ship. And then you write it.
So let's say if you're selling comic books, for example, you already know from the first comic how much it's going to go for. So then that's the shipping for all 100.
You can do that. Like every Canada Post has that, UPS, FedEx, they all have that. If you go on their website, if you know how much the shit weighs and how big the box is, you write it in and then they'll tell you how much.
You could have Googled this, you son of a bitch. You could have Googled this. You're putting mental barriers that shouldn't exist. Nothing's stopping you but you. You're your own worst enemy.
And one thing that people don't know is the price that they give you isn't the real price. They have a price for like everyone just walking into the post office, and then they have a corporate rate. So, and anyone can get the corporate rate, and they don't even give the corporate rate to businesses if you don't ask. So you have to, you'll go like, how much does it cost to ship this? And they'll go, that's $9. Then you go, fuck you. I know a guy, he ships it for two. Okay, it's two. Like they act like they fucking run a rug store.
Fucking Poseidon, man, you got to get on that because he ships all our shirts.
But also, I had done that thing there that I
did. Oh, yeah, he did figure out a thing where he forced them to charge him less. He's okay. Like, fit it back in there. I'm telling you, it fits. And then they slide it in a little thing. Like, yeah, it fits. It's cheaper. That's what I thought.
Okay.
He's kind of a bully at the post office.
Yeah, because when the pandemic first hit, I was selling masks. And the shipping, the price that they had given Michelle was crazy. So I told Michelle, I was like, go back and fucking demand a better price. And he did, and he got a better price. Like, instead of being
fucking
like,
Michelle.
I think instead of being like $4 shipping, it went down to like $1.40. Like, it was really cheap.
That's a big difference.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah.
That is a big fucking difference.
Yeah.
You got to get on that shit, bro, because I think we're paying too much in shipping.
Yeah. Every time I ship now, it's like $1 something. Unless it's to the States.
Oh, yeah, it's true. That got better. It used to be like $14 a shirt.
Yeah, but bro, it used to be more expensive to ship in Canada than in the United States, bro.
Yeah. And I ship shirts to Australia, even England. Imagine that.
It was almost $20 to ship to Quebec City. But
that's why I think they were fucking when they saw him. Like, this mongoloid.
And then fucking United States, bro, was $8. I was like, bro, does this make any fucking sense? But they're like, because they were coming up with excuses. So now I forced them. Anyways, I do my whole thing. I'm a jig there and I bully them.
I had him and Guido enjoying the festivities of the festival.
Okay.
They came downtown the day that I got rained out and stuff.
Yeah.
It's fun watching them together. There's something about it.
They're like Abbott and Costello.
Yeah. They have this weird odd couple vibe. Because I told you when I got into Guido's car, he put everything in his car.
Yeah.
There was light bulbs in there, light bulb protectors that are broken. You couldn't even fit. It looked like he not just lived in his car.
Like a metallic
thing. Yeah, exactly. It looked like a cartoon van. It felt like he was running a small business out of the van, but he doesn't. Yeah. So there was all that shit. So I'm trying to, and then Poseidon's like, where am I going to fit? And he's yelling at Guido, how do you fit in the van? Where am I going to fit? And I was like, this is annoying, but beautiful.
How long have you known Guido? You haven't known him that long, right? It's only been like 3-4 years.
Yeah, about.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you guys got really close really quickly.
Yeah.
I think they bonded over
the pandemic.
He molestation.
What?
Like, something brought you guys together. Like, you bonded over.
Maybe he uses that light bulb protector over his cock. And he goes,
no one's going to touch me ever again. But yeah.
And then he forgets the predator can just put his fingers in and jerk him off like this.
No, I guess it was over the pandemic. Like, he was having
issues
and shit. And I don't know. I found somebody.
And besides, I've been there, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, like, I had issues. So I guess, I don't know.
They related to each other and then they became friends. It's kind of cute.
Yeah.
And Poseidon's way younger, but way bigger. Poseidon looks like Poseidon looks like a weird guy. Either a big brother or a father.
Yeah.
we actually want to do a live action Mario and Luigi movie.
That would be kind of funny, but neither of you fit either. Maybe he could be with a mustache, Mario, but you can't be a Luigi.
You both can be.
How can you be a Luigi?
How can I not?
You can both be Wario.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Yeah.
What?
You can both be Wario.
Luigi is taller than Mario.
But he's thin.
He's fat. Yeah.
Yeah, he has that belly too. Hold on.
No, he doesn't.
Yes, he does. Hold
on. Maybe a tiny belly.
Maybe a cartoony belly.
He looks like a guy that was fat that died of cancer.
Bro, yeah.
He has a belly.
What are you fucked, bro? You're thinking of someone else.
I brought it up for the peeps.
No, bro. That's not you. You are a belly.
Luigi doesn't have a belly.
He has a bit of a belly, bro.
But do you see yourself in the mirror and think you have a bit of a belly? Like that's
I have a lot of. I would have to lose some weight, obviously. I'm not.
But that's what we're saying.
No, but if I lose some weight, I could pull it off.
Luigi. No, he doesn't have a belly, bro. What are you kidding me? That's what you think a belly
is. Isn't a belly.
That isn't a belly. It's not round. That's just the way they drew him. He doesn't have testicles, so just go straight from up to his torso. That's all it is. Well, it's a cartoon.
If I lost some weight, we'd be able to do it.
Just Google Wario. Look, you're Wario.
Yeah, that isn't a belly.
It's not a belly. But go to Wario.
He does have the same nipples, though.
Yeah, he does. They're yellow, but you have those huge. Oh, look at you, bro. You're Wario.
He has no nipples.
Bro, can I say something? This is no joke. When Guido loses weight again, remember when Guido was thin?
Yeah.
He's Waluigi and you're Wario.
Waluigi is mad tall, though.
Yeah. I know, but you guys are reversing it.
Yeah.
He'd make a good
Waluigi and Wario.
But I don't know if he could lose weight now, Guido, because of all the fucking bread that's around him.
Okay.
Yeah, like he's making pizza all the time, so he's just surrounded by pizza and pastas and shit.
How did he lose weight? It was no carbs, right?
Yeah, he cut carbs and sugar.
Fuck. And working in an Italian restaurant.
But he was able to do it for years. He kept it off, and then in 1 month, he exploded.
No.
Fuck.
It's very tough what he does.
Yeah.
No. And during the festival, it was hilarious because we kept trying to find just a place to have a fucking sandwich, bro. And all the places were packed and they had empty seats. But they were spaced far enough to be used. But they're like, oh, no, because of COVID, you can't sit there.
Okay.
But there was more than a meter separating the tables. Like at St. Hubert, I was like, what the fuck, bro?
That's a good story.
We're running around.
It's a cool story, bro.
Yeah, we're running around in the rain.
Jason, if you can, animate that shit, that'll be our teaser this week.
The Olympic Games started.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. No one cares,
No one cares, but I heard one sad story.
Oh, no.
The Polish team, I think.
Okay.
Poles, they're not that bright. They sent in, I think, swimmers or whatever. They had to recall some of them.
How come? They drowned on the plane?
No. They. If you bring this up aside, if I remember correctly, you have a roster. Like, let's say you have 11. They misunderstood. So they told a bunch of people that they qualified.
Oh, but they didn't.
They didn't.
They pulled a Steve Harvey.
Yeah. So these guys are like, we go to Tokyo. And they're like, no, you don't. And it was.
Did they make it to Tokyo, though?
I think so, but then they have to go back.
Six of Poland's 23 swimmers are reportedly unable to compete at the 2020 Tokyo Olympics.
Because they suck.
Due to an administrative error by the country's swimming federation.
This is why people make jokes about Polish people.
Yeah.
You dummies.
Swimmers Alicia.
Oh, what a bunch of dummies.
Chors Bartosz Pishorowicz. Aleksandra Polanska.
Do you speak Polish?
No.
That was perfect, the way the enunciation.
Matusz.
There's a Fartush Bartosz here.
Matusz.
You sound like a chicken.
Matusz.
Matusz.
Dominika.
There's Matusz Pakal.
So that's not a name.
I'm sorry, I laid an egg.
Ah, shit.
Anyway, we don't want their names. We just want the story of what happened, you dickhead.
It's just basically an administrative error from their country, from Poland. Poland made a mistake.
How can you make that,
the fucked up mistake?
But shouldn't they know? Like, isn't there a race in Poland?
And yeah, the Polish race.
The top six, you're going to the Olympics.
Yeah, that's how it is, yeah.
Yeah, so how is that you finish 12th and then you're like,
you don't question why you're on the plane?
I'm going to wait for an email.
And then when you get it, you don't question on the plane, like, well, I'm here. and I'm the 12th best in Poland,
yeah,
the 8,000th in the world,
yeah,
what am I doing here?
You're asking your coach, you're going, are my floaties going to slow me down?
It's so stupid. I feel terrible. You think they could sue for that? But I guess Poland doesn't play that shit. They'll break you.
I think they were trying to sue or something, but I don't think it's going to fly.
And they have no dignity, these athletes, because they don't get paid.
I would just shut the fuck up. I wouldn't even mention it to anyone.
You know they don't get paid in the Olympics?
No. Yeah, they don't get paid.
They don't get paid, and now they won't let them fuck. They made cardboard. Did you hear the Japanese said that there will be no sexing?
Oh, really?
Just in case you guys start spreading your shit around here.
Oh.
So they made their beds under. They're made of like cardboard, like boxes. So you can't fuck comfortably because it'll break everything.
Can't you just like
fuck on the floor?
Fuck standing up or doggy style on the floor?
That's what I said, dude. Yeah. If I was going to go down there and there was some fly ass gymnast and she wanted to bang, you think I'm going to be like, oh, I'm sorry, there's cardboard. You get out the way, cardboard. We're doing this.
These Japanese Olympic guys are like, okay, we just blocked the one and only position that exists.
Yeah. We have a set of trapper. It's Pearl Harbor all over again.
Yeah.
Remember Pearl Harbor? Kamikaze? They never got us back. We stopped everything that day. It's like, no, this is Pearl Harbor all over again. You think it's going to stop. They're going to bang all over that hotel.
Yeah, when there's going to be no sex because we separated the women from the men. What about homosexuals?
What?
God damn it. They got us.
The Americans always are the smartest. That's what's going to happen. They're going to be fucking on vending machines. How is that going to stop someone that wants to bang?
Apparently, no, I was talking to...
bang behind dumpsters.
I was at the Olympics in 2010 when...
I want to thank you for your service and that gold medal you brought us.
But I performed at the Olympics. I did stand up at the 2010.
Did you get a medal?
Olympics. No, I didn't get a medal.
That would have been worth it.
But I refused to shake hands with the president of the Olympic Committee
because of race.
Because he was a white.
They misquote you. Like, I'm doing this based on race. And like, Jesus Christ. Yeah, I saw him. Very slow runner.
Yeah.
Lost his race. I refused to shake his hand. Like, Mike, we printed something completely different. You're in for quite a shit show when you get back home.
But I was talking to a couple of the athletes, and apparently they fuck like crazy.
Yeah, that's what I heard before, too. That's why they did
this. That's all they do.
They're
super hot young people, and then they can have sex with like fucking hot
foreigners.
Chicks from all over the world.
Yeah.
You can bang like... fucking everyone.
I would have impregnated the entire Swedish team.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, look, I hope that motivates people to watch the Olympics, mostly for the sex. Yeah. But if you want things that are not sex related, you follow Poseidon, ThePoseidon69. He is on twitch.tv/ThePoseidon69. The reason why it's not sex related is because he plays with kids. So he can't have sexual stuff on Twitch. They will ban him. I meant you play video games. With his face. MikeWard.ca for Mike Ward's tour dates. Also, patreon.com/choositgood. Mike Ward has the number one French language comedy podcast on the planet, and it is growing by day. Patreon.com/choositgood gives you access to all the live shows. That's where you buy tickets to watch the live shows in person, and you get the entire back catalog of episodes. MikeWard.ca for everything else. PantelisComedy.com for all of my stuff. Patreon.com/Pantelis to join the nation. Get our exclusive content on Patreon. Thank you, and go fuck yourself.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. If you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. Use the Stamps.com mobile app to mail everything you need to keep your business running with up to 89% off USPS and UPS. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Use code PROGRAM for a special offer. That's Stamps.com, code PROGRAM.